We start today, Perek Gimel in Masechet Zavim, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKadosh, and we'll start right at the beginning, Mishnah Aleph. So yesterday we learned that there are five ways in which a Zav can make a couch or something that's royal, a Mishkav Moshav, he can make it Tameh in five ways, but you might not even notice that this might happen. And you wouldn't even be aware of it. Imagine a case like this. A Zav and a Tahar are sitting together in a rowboat, or maybe on a raft. Now, the problem of a rowboat and a raft is that it's very unstable. So if one of the two people on it moves, he's going to move the other person. But remember that one of the ways that the Zav ends up being able to be Metame Midras is if that Midras lifts up the Zav, and that way he's going to end up. This is the classic case we spoke about on a seesaw. So if the person who's Tahar moves the seesaw up, so then that means that the Zav is now resting his weight, so to speak, on that other person. So now the couch has lifted up, so to speak, the Zav. So the couch, if it was a couch, that would be the classic case in the previous mission at the end of the last parak, that the couch would then become Tamei Midras. Now the thing over here is that clothing is always going to be able to be Mekabel Tumas Midras. Clothing doesn't weigh much, that's true. But when it is on the person who is now together with his weight, he's also weighing down, even though the main weight is his own weight, obviously, not the clothes that he's wearing. But the point is that that's enough to be also lifting up the Zav. And therefore, that's going to be Mekabel Tuma from the Midras. So therefore, if they are on that type of thing, or let's say they were riding on an animal where the one's movement causes movement on the other, even though they don't touch each other, there's no real contact, and he couldn't really lean on the other person. Nonetheless, the Tahar clothing are going to be Tameh Midras because of the weight that moved the Zav up. This is the way most of the Mefarshim learn. The Rambam learns not that it's the additional weight, but that there's always a chashat that maybe he was actually doris him, even though he doesn't realize it. Okay, that's not the pashas in the Mishnah here, and the Rambam does discuss the cases of seesaws and so on, so obviously it's just a question whether this practically is that case. Yoshvu al haneser. So what about if there's a board? Now, boards that are not cemented down to the ground are always a little bit movable, and therefore they're shaky. And if two people sit together on a neser, or they sit on a bench that's not cemented down, or they sit on a gashish of a mitah, a gashish is the type of thing that you put on a portable cot to keep it together and make sure it doesn't fall apart, just put on pressure on it. A cot is not steady. Or if they sit on an acholonas, bizman she'en margirin, in all of these cases, an acholonas is a pole, but it's on its edge. It's not put into the ground. So any type of thing that is choger, it's not really able to stand completely on its own. So this is like a choger, meaning it's limping. So it's something that's going to be causing the zav to be nitleh. And the opposite will happen if the Zav lifts up the other guy. He's going to be Metame Beheset. Remember the difference. Heset is the equivalent of a Tuma, which would be normally Maga Masa, so that the person who is Tahar lifts up the Tame thing. That's Masa. Maga is he touches the Tame thing. But the Heset of the Zav is the opposite. The Tameh thing, which is the Zav, lifts up, either literally or steps on the other side of the seesaw, lifts up the thing which is Tahar. And that's not to be confused with Midras. It's not Metameh, but Midras. But It is metami behesed, and hesed is the equivalent of his having touched. And therefore, it will be metami you, as if he touched you, but it won't be like tumas midras, which is the turns you into an avatuma to be metame, you're begotten, not really an avatuma, but you are, as long as you were wearing those begotten, they too become tumme along. So you're tumme to be metame begotdecha, begotten sh'olav, as it's called. Same thing would be true. If they're both climbing up a tree, it's not a solid tree. It's a, you know, it's only a couple years old. It's kochel ra. Or for that matter, maybe it's a very solid tree, but they're on a branch of the tree that is movable. So on a socha of the tree, shekochel ra, even if the ilan itself is very strong. Or let's say they have a portable ladder. This was called the sulam mitzri. A sulam mitzri is like up to four steps on a portable step ladder. And those are always a little bit unsteady, so they shake a bit. If two people climb on that ladder, one is going to be moving the other, as long as it's not kavua onto the wall with a nail of some kind. Or let's say you've got some type of platform, you've got a ramp, a kevesh, or you put a door or a piece of wood down, and it's not cemented down. So bisman she'inasuyim betit, if it's not cemented, it's going to be wobbly. And if it's not literally wobbly, it's definitely, if it's only a board, it's going to be sagging when one person pushes down, and the weight, his weight is therefore going to move the other person. In all of these cases, they're going to be tame either because of the hesed, in the case that the zov actually picked them up, that's hesed, or they're going to be tame because they caused the Zav to be lifted up. And therefore, that too, the Zav was nitle on them and their clothing. Mashenken Reb Yehuda is metayer because, now this is one of the cases, we've had numerous examples of this, of cases where the Chachamim are koveya alecha, as if it's a given that that had to happen. And they said, in all such cases, if it's a board, you're going to be tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean in all such cases? Human beings are intelligent. Ask them whether the board wobbles or not. We don't make general rules out of particular situations. And we had a number of shitas like that in previous sugyas. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they say that they know nobody moved, so then they're tar. Obviously, if it was really that they moved, so then they would be tame, but we do not make a issue out of it as if it's a given that they had to move. Okay, Rabosai, kept you long enough, and at least we got into the third perek, and looking forward to meeting with you, Bezrat Hashem, yet tomorrow. Kol Tov.